Here comes the sun. Do 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 do. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. That's right, Carbondale. Here comes it's everything under the sun. This is your host James Steinler with co-host Jeannie Soldern. How you doing, Jeannie?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I'm doing really.
Oh, you said you're doing great.
I am, but that's okay. I will say it again.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Pay attention.
Well, today, folks, we have a great show in store for you. As you all likely know by now, this weekend is Potato Day on Saturday. And we're celebrating the 112th Potato Day this year. Did you know that, Jeannie?
I saw that in the Soap.
It says
Sun.
It right there in the Soap Sun, huh? Very cool. We have guest Ernie Gianetti, who's been a longtime local, and he's going to speak to his experience at the Potato Day over the years. And then we're going to speak with an apprentice of his, Mr. Victor Castillo, who Ernie trained to take over the fire pits. To cook the food at the Potato Day.
Oh, wow. That sounds cool.
Yeah, really cool, really cool. Well, folks, thank you again for joining us today on Everything Under the Sun. Stand by and listen to our wonderful freelancer, Ken Pletcher, serenade you with this version of Here Comes the Sun. Stand by.
And while we're getting our guest on the phone line here, let's acknowledge the sponsors for Carbondale's Potato Day. We have Alpine Bank Carbondale, Mason & Morse, Ace Hardware, A&B Bank, Kraft Coffee, Summer of Music, Ann and Mark Gianetti, Crystal River Ranch, Omni Shading Solutions, Pepino's Pizza, Roaring Forge, Roaring Fork Valley Co-op, The Orchard Church, White House Pizza, Amore Realty, Equus, I hope I'm saying that right, Private Wealth, John Folkrod and Georgia Chamberlain, Main Street Gallery and The Framer, Mount Daly Enterprises, Potter Farms, Tony Cerise Real Estate. And it shows that it takes a village known as Carbondale to put on Potato Day, 112th time.
If you wouldn't mind, Jeannie, what's the schedule look like this year?
Well, it's
for Potato Day.
Yeah. It starts, well, Saturday, September. Where am I at? Time warp, I guess. Saturday, October 2nd. That's tomorrow. And it will start at 8:30 a.m. with the Tater Trot, which is Ross Montessori Fun Run. You can register at 7:30 to 8 a.m. Start and finish on 4th Street. And then if you have never partaken of Cowboy Coffee, you are missing out. So 9 a.m. is Cowboy Coffee and Farmers and our Artisan Market that opens at Soper's Park at 9 a.m. Potato Day Scavenger Hunt. And then 10:30... the Potato Day Parade is on Main Street. And the theme this year, which is pretty clever, is Tuber Renaissance, which is a Shakespeare-themed potato, apparently. And at 11:30 a.m. is the Kids Zone in the Park with sports skill games. 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m., live music from Gazebo Pam and Dan Music. From the gazebo. I take it to mean that's not Gazebo Pam, I don't think. 11:30 to 1:30 is the barbecue lunch and baked potatoes, which I hear is quite the highlight. I have never attended a full potato day myself, but am looking forward to tomorrow. 1 p.m., announcement of parade winners and potato decorating contest and Potato Day scavenger hunt winners. 105 on the dot, traditional Potato Day games at the Carbondale Historical Society booth. 115 to 3, live music, the Red Hill Rollers. Do you know the Red Hill Rollers, James?
Oh my gosh, they're one of my new favorite bands, absolutely. Okay. And yeah, so what time are they playing on Saturday?
At 1:15 to 3.
Awesome. And that will be at the main stage at at Soapers Park. Fantastic. All right. Well, we just got some good news. We got we have Mr. Giannetti's.
Not on the line. You gotta call him.
We're going to try to get Mr. Giannetti on the line. If not, we're going to have Victor on the line here shortly. But folks, thank you for bearing with us. And we're going to also be chatting a little bit about, there's a story this week on page 3 regarding Potato Days of the Soapers Sun. So stand by. We will get someone on the line. And if not, we will fill you in about Potato Day and what to expect this wonderful 112th year. Oh, man, I think we have our caller. How are you, Mr. Giannetti?
Well, we're good today.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today. We greatly appreciate it. And
You're surely welcome.
Well, thank you. And you said that you're over at the Roaring Fork Valley Co-op right now. Is that right?
Yes.
And you're filling up a tank of gas?
Well, I'm getting propane to start the fire for Potato Day.
Oh, good stuff.
Planning ahead.
We start it tomorrow at 7 in the morning. If you want to join us, we'll have breakfast at the Smithy right after we got the fire going.
Well, that is great. And is anyone welcome to join? And if so, where can they go?
Well, it's right there on the main Soapers Park. And where the pits are, and I think most native people know where that's all at.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How long has it been the tradition, as far as you know, to celebrate Potato Day in Soapers Park?
Well, I'd have to tell you how old I am, and I don't know whether I want to do that or not. But anyway, it's been a good many years, 80-some, that I've been involved in it.
Oh, my goodness. And so, Mr. Giannetti, for that time, has there always been a celebration at Soapers Park, or did it move from somewhere else at a certain point?
Yes, it moved probably 4 different times that I can remember. It started at what we call the old high school grounds. There used to be a rodeo ground there, everything, and we'd have a rodeo and the barbecue and everything would take place there. Then it moved over to the old city hall, and then it moved a couple times in the park and now located there in the Soapers Park.
Okay. And Ernie, so you had mentioned a little bit ago that you're going to be starting tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and that's going for digging the pits. Does it start by you dig the pit before you start the fire? I assume
the old timers way before me had put the pits in, and so the pits are already there. They have steel doors and everything. They're closed up. There's 2 major pits that we use. One is for the meat, which the meat will go in tomorrow about 5 o'clock, and then about 8 o'clock Saturday morning, we put potatoes in. And I understand this year we're going to put corn in. So
ooh, bonus.
It might be a potato corn day.
Hey, that sounds like a good country meal. I was actually just over at the Historical Society cabin helping them wash and wash potatoes and wrap corn. It was a whole process.
It is, to get them all clean and go over each potato and make everything as healthy and good for the public that'll be attending potato days.
There's a lot that goes into it, and you'll be glad to know that this year they're all local potatoes, as far as I know.
Well, they used to be that way. When I first got started in potato days, my dad would pick all special size baking potatoes to have for potato days. And of course, potato days was at a later time than now. We'd have to wait for the frost to freeze the vines in order to dig the potatoes. And especially this year, it'd be a late dig. But potato days happened after that, which usually was more in the end of October than the first of October. So that was when I got started helping with potato days, when I was just a little youngster.
That's fantastic.
And then my big involvement was in the 60s when Tom Tibbett and Mr. Smith were trying to start the fire in weather like we're having right now. It was raining, and my irrigation ditch goes through the park, and they couldn't get it started. And I said, you know, I got a burner I just got, and it'll start that fire. And here I am. Some 51 years later, and still doing it.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. Well, we're so grateful that you keep doing it, Mr. Gianetti. Thank you so much. And can you say, it seems like, and I've kind of been pouring through the Valley Journal archives, and it seems like Potato Day used to be a real big deal in this town. Has attendance decreased over the years?
Well, yes, it did. A lot of things caused that. For a long time, it was free, and we were serving up towards 2,000 people when it was free. And it became overwhelming. And as you know, towns and everything, at one time, the town had lumber yards, banks, everything in Main Street. And the Chamber of Commerce was real active. And the agriculture people were, too. And we had a Potato Growers Association and all those good things. And those people would all come together and provide money and meat and potatoes and make it all happen. Well, as we changed and businesses went away to the big shopping centers, so forth, we lost the economy and the will to do potato days. And thusly, a few of us stayed on strong. Carol and I kind of done potato days for about 5-6 years, trying to get a committee put together and ways to fund it and everything and make it work. And we done that, and here we are today.
Here we are today, and it's become a real community effort. And I think it was 4 years ago, I believe 2018, when the town of Carbondale, and like you said, the chamber is now involved again, and to help put this, and the Soper's son, as well as Katie and Kay now as well. It's all helping chip in.
Well, it's really nice all those people are pitching in, and the big one is the town of Carbondale. If you watch all the work those guys do, we used to do that. Mark, Dick, Mike, there was a half a dozen of us that hauled all that in, cleaned the pit, went and cut firewood in the mountains, everything to make it all happen. We didn't have all this luxury that we have today.
Right. Hey, folks, for folks just tuning in, this is Everything Under the Sun. I'm your host, James Steinler, and I'm here with my co-host, Jeannie Soldern, and we have on the line Mr. Ernie Gianetti, who has been helping out with Potato Days for at least 51 years now. And, Jeannie, you had a question.
Yeah, Mr. Gianetti, can you tell me about what cowboy coffee is, what it's made out of, and how it's made?
The coffee?
Yeah.
Well, the coffee is made in a big copper pot that was in the cheese factory that was Prosper's way back when on Main Street. And Wally DeBeck kind of took hold of that pot and kept it safekeeping, so we've been able to use it as many years as I can remember, potato days. And what we do is we get cotton material, and we put the coffee in big coffee bags. You know, they hold Bobby a pound of coffee in each bag. And then the people that take care of the coffee know how many bags to put in the amount of water they have. And then they bring it to a boil, and it turns out pretty good every year.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I've heard some. It's an acquired taste. What do you think?
Well, it is. The big pot and the fire and everything. If you like the outer doors and used to a coffee pot off of a fireplace, why? I said a fireplace, outdoor fire, why? It's similar to that, and it makes it mighty good tasting.
And Ernie, so we're going to, here in a moment, we're going to get Victor, your apprentice, someone who you trained in the pit, or to run the pit, or to cook in the pit. But before we do, can you tell me, do you have a favorite event at Potato Days?
You want to repeat that question?
Is there a favorite, do you have a favorite event at Potato Days, such as, you know, I know they don't do it anymore, but the Bareback Bonanza, even something like the Grease Pig Contest. I know that's one I always really like to watch.
Well, you know, I love Potato Days because it's a great gathering of all kinds of people coming together and having some great conversations. That's probably the highlight, to see in the cross-section of people attending Potato Days that live in our community. That's the biggest one to me. And yes, all the different events, each one of them was exciting to me at a particular age, from the baseball games to the sack races to the bi-level airplanes, you know, the double-winged airplanes that used to come in and give people rides.
Oh yeah,
we've had a lot of exciting events. We used to have bands come in, and we'd have a kind of a band war, and then they'd come and play in the park, and they'd win awards on Potato Days. All those were great times, and maybe someday we can get back to some of these.
What do you have to say about this year's Potato Day that feels different from other years in the past?
Well, we always have to adjust to the times and what's being dealt us. And, you know, that's where strong people show up. We'll figure out how to make it happen and go ahead and hopefully keep the day going.
Right.
So I think the people that have put a lot of time in that deserve a good big hand to make Potato Days happen come hell or high water.
That's great sentiment. Show that they love their community by keeping the tradition alive.
Absolutely.
One thing that might be interesting, Potato Days, as long as it went on, my friend Bob Sewell would have went on in life, and myself are the first ones to ever start baking potatoes in a pit. And that only started in the late 70s when we started doing that. And so we improved Potato Days, I think.
How did they cook them prior to that?
We used to pass them around Rocky Mountain School, the high school, and a lot of housewives would bake potatoes and bring them in, and kind of a contest started who to bring in the best baked potato. And back then it wasn't unusual to get a twice baked potato. But as I told you earlier in this conversation, it was so hard to get them all delivered, get them all picked up, and get them all set. That's why the schools and us tried to figure out an easier way to handle it. Remember, a lot of the bulk work was done by less than 10 people.
Huh. Well, hey, sorry, Mr. Giannetti, we have about 5 more minutes left, and I think we have on the line Victor Castillo, who I understand you trained in the pair. Are you there, Victor?
Yes.
Fantastic. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. My pleasure.
Absolutely. And, Victor, what year did you start helping out with Potato Days? About.
When? Oh, it's been probably, what, 94, 95, probably.
Okay. And, Mr. Giannetti, how was Victor to train?
I don't know. All I had to do was buy him breakfast every year since then.
Just on Potato Day, though, yeah. I suspect.
That's right. Just on Potato Day.
That's fantastic. And, Victor, we were just talking with Mr. Giannetti and asked him what his favorite event has been over the years. Do you have a favorite event during the Potato Day?
Cooking the meat. Come and help put the meat in and put potatoes in, turn the fire on. It's fun.
And so do y'all, because there's two separate pits, one for the potatoes and one for the meat. Is that right?
Yes.
And so each, and do you start both pits? Do you fire them up? And this is a question for both of you. Do you fire them up, both up Friday morning at 7 a.m.?
Yes.
Huh. And then what's the first thing that goes in? Is it the meat? Is that right, Mr. Giannetti?
Yes, the meat will go in about 5 o'clock.
Oh, 5 p.m. tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll go in, and then we'll all stand back and say, well, was the fire too hot? Was it not hot enough? Victor and I will start worrying whether the meat will be done enough for the meat cutters. If it's not done enough, it's a lot harder for them to cut. They like it to fall right off the bone. The potatoes is kind of the same thing. Somebody has to get up at midnight and 3 in the morning to keep firing that pit. And then the same conversation goes when we put the potatoes in. Was the fire hot enough? Too hot?
Do y'all...
There's not a lot of gauges and gadgets in an open pit.
No.
Right. And so when you, how many people does it usually take for this job? Is it just the two of you, or are there generally other folks involved as well in terms of cooking the meat and potatoes, I mean? How about you, Mr. Giannetti?
Well, it boils down to about 8-10 people. By Friday night, there'll be 8-10 people that are working right around the pit. But remember, there's all kinds of other things going on. I don't know whether there'll be tents being installed and tables being fixed and getting ready to get wood under the fire pot. There's a lot of activity going on besides what we're doing in the pit. And each one of us kind of have people that've been doing the coffee for years, been doing the tables for years, so they all know what they have to do to make the event happen.
And so, Victor, what do you prefer, meat or potatoes?
In terms of what or when, they both great.
Oh, okay. They have to go together, is that right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Especially the leftovers of the next day when you pull the potatoes and they smell smoke, they're awesome.
Well, folks, I appreciate both your time today. We have about a minute left. Before I let you go, will you all be joining the community during the dinner or during the lunch?
Definitely. Victor and I will be there. Usually we're fudging a little bit. We're making sure the meat got done and the potatoes are right. And one of us will be carrying meet. I'll probably retire to a chair. One big thing I would like to say, a big thank you to the town of Carbondale. We wouldn't be able to pull this day off if it wasn't for the board seeing fit to continue to sponsor Potato Days. That they're a tremendous help to us.
Well, you heard it from the from Mr. Gianetti, folks. Thank you to the town of Carbondale for carrying the torch and keeping the celebration of Potato Day alive. And thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on the air today.
Thanks for
including us. Thank you very much.
Bye, Victor.
Yeah, bye, Ernie, and I guess we'll see you guys there tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much,
okay.
Gentlemen.
I'll bring extra towels.
Fantastic. We'll be there 7 a.m.
Okay.
sharp.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.